Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Dawn,
giving a microphone,
dress,
dress
like a million bucks, buying
things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. And I'm grateful for it, too. I really, really am. I really can't even, I can't even begin to tell you. Just take a slight inventory of your own life and say it to yourself when you get through. How good is God, huh? Think of all the small things. All this, because that's him. You breathing, that's him. You still here, that's him. You got another chance, that's him. You ain't out of here, that's him. You got any measure of health, that's him. You're optimistic, that's him. You think it's more to it than it really is, than it already showed up to be, that's him. All of that. You got any dreams or aspirations, you dream of other things, that's him. All that, that's him, that's him. Them clothes you got, that's him. Every time you eat, that's why they had this thing called you say your grace, that's him. See, that's him, man. That's him. It's amazing when you take small inventory, how you find out how big God really is in your life. Now, the more you turn yourself over to him, the bigger he can be for you. See, he'll only be as big as you let him. It's one thing about God now, he's a gentleman. Because he could buffalo this whole thing if he wanted to. Don't think he can't. He can make you do anything. You know, you get too big for him. You know, you lose your humbleness. He can humble you now. Don't think he can't. You know, he can bring countries down if he want to. But God created man with the power of choice. We're the only creature he created that he gave us the total power of choice. When we mate, who we mate with, you know, everything, all of it, man. It's a choice. What we want to be, how much we want to make, where we want to live, what climate we want to live in. We can live in cold climates, hot climates. You know, we speak different languages. You can go learn another language. A bear can't do nothing but be a bear. He can't go learn how to be a fox. He can't go learn how to be an otter. We are the one creature he created that has total power of choice. You can make every decision in your life. What kind of watch you like? That's the one you can buy? Come on. You want to live your life a crime? Go ahead. That's you. He gave you the power of choice. You want to do right? Come on. So now, look at this thing. We are all the results of a series of decisions that we have made. And I need you getting mad at God. We are a series of decisions that we have made. We made all these decisions. You weigh that because that's what you want to weigh. Now, if you don't want to weigh that, then, you know, let's make some other decisions. You can't eat cornbread and fried chicken and mac and cheese and then look how you want to look. That ain't, you made the decision. Now, the fact that it's there and it tastes good, what that got to do with the decision? If we could just identify that the problem is us, we could begin the solution. That's the problem, y'all. It's us. It's what we do. I threw my life down the hill. I can't tell you how many years based on some decisions that I was making. Now, I can justify my decision when I wasn't happy and I was doing this and I was in misery and y'all on there. Yeah, Steve, when you get through, you made the decisions, though. You made the decisions to do wrong. See, two wrongs don't make a right. And you can look at this any way you want to, y'all, but at the end of the day, I'm just talking to people that's really, really wanting to improve their position in life. How do you come up with a solution? You got to identify the problem to even begin to solve it. But if the problem ain't ever you, how you gonna solve something that ain't you? If somebody say, like, I got a child of mine, man, I just do right here, man. I don't even want to get into it this morning. Boy, I'm struggling with this boy. But, man, you go to people, you ask them why they do something. I just wasn't taking care of business. Why? Do you understand that your life is going to be filled with you got to take care of business? So when you going to start? You can't go through life blaming everybody. It's got to be you. See, you can fix you. You can't fix nobody else. If you keep getting married and the marriages don't work, hello, could it be you? See, I finally had to sit down and just make that decision. Ain't no need of me coming on the radio talking about nobody else and what they did to me and y'all just don't know. No, man. What about the part you played in it? Because, see, if you got a good marriage, you got a part to play in that. If you got a bad one, you got a part to play in that. Even if it just get down to you the one picked them. How about that, Mister, I made a decision. So, you know, man, once you can start identifying the problem, you can get on with the solution. The problem is usually within yourself. Do you know that's the quickest and easy way to fix your life? Fix yourself. That way you ain't got to check with nobody. Here's the beauty of going on and admitting that it's you. You don't have to check or clear it with nobody to start the repair process. You don't need anybody's permission. You ain't got to put it before the review board to see if it'll pass. It ain't got to go through Congress. You ain't got to hope that your local politician get their hands on it and make a phone call for you. You ain't got to ask any counselors to come in and sit with you. You don't have to check into rehab. All you got to do is decide. The problem is me. I'm going to start changing me. Identify the problem and start with the part that you can own up to. Man, that's the deal, y'all. It really is. And see, once you identify the problem, then all you got to do is start to plan it. Once you identify the problem, you can start planning on how to fix it or how to get to accomplishing something. But remember, this planning is important. If you fail to plan, then please plan to fail. If you fail to plan, then guess what? Please plan to fail. It cannot go any other way. If you don't know how to make a plan, let's just start with the basics. Just make a list of what you want. If you don't know how to make a plan, I bet you know how to make a list of things you want. Make this list and then go to God in prayer with an open mind. And open your mind up to all the clean opportunities that are available. Here's why a lot of people won't succeed. Because certain opportunities come along, you don't want to do them. That kills me, man, when I hear people, I ain't doing that. I know young comedians that come to me all the time talking about, Man, what you know? I said, man, just take every gig you can, no matter what it pay. Well, listen to me, son. You can go make that money that it pay, or you can make the decision to sit at home and make no money. It's a comedy hard business. They ain't paying but $100. You got to drive 50 miles. But if you drive 50 miles and you make the 100, and you stand on that stage for 30 minutes, you are now 30 minutes better than you was the last time you went on stage. Oh, man, they don't pay me. I ain't coming. You ain't finna be a comedian, man. Not like this here. A lot of people just don't want to do what's necessary to do. So when the opportunity presents itself and you open up your mind to it, man, then get ready to go on and do it, man. You know? So remember, come on, y'all. Identify your problem today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. If it sounds weird, it's because it's about to get weirder. We are here today to entertain, but mostly trip you out. Ladies and gentlemen, in the words of a celestial being from the hood, this is the Morning Show.
What?
That damn.
Yeah, it is.
Offensted, Shirley.
Good morning,
hey, man,
Steve.
You got them relatives that's old but still used the term. You know, these women's is just be walking around here. There is no Z or
yes.
S on women.
Yes.
These women's is children's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These children's.
People. I have an aunt in New Orleans today. Uh-huh. She put an S on
children's.
Everything.
On everything.
She says Collis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is this?
S on everything.
Hey, back to the show.
Hey, the detox is over.
Oh, is it?
I'm having coffee with a slice of pound cake. Hey, I'm looking at some grapes in a bowl. I'm looking at coffee with cream.
I want it.
Yeah, I want it all back.
I want it all back.
You're going to mess yourself up.
In the moment.
Yeah, just one
ain't
day,
it's supposed to be
Steve.
Gradual. You're supposed to gradually
yeah,
get
I come
back
gradual.
Into...
Nah, man, my doctor's still here. Oh. Dog, I'm really focusing on my health because I've mm-hmm. made a conscious decision that God gives us two incredibly valuable commodities, time and health. Mm. They're the two most important things in your life. If you're out of either one of those, you are in a world of trouble. You know, on one of my posts the other day, first of all, good morning, y'all. We just
morning.
Morning.
Yes.
Morning,
morning.
So, morning.
Guys, let me tell you something. I did a post exercising one time. A woman said, why are you exercising so much? What you trying to tell us? When God call you home, it's your time. I don't care how much you exercise. Mm. And 60 is not the new 40. 60 is 60. I went, damn.
Well, you ain't got to get to God fat, though.
Yeah,
you ain't
got she's to get so to him bitter.
Like, I mean, but
rush
dog.
It. That sounds like somebody already on medication.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
60 is 60. and when God called you home, I don't care about you working out. I went, wow. So your quality of time here can be better if you're in shape. Yeah. Now, when you gone, you gone. But wouldn't you like for the time spent here to be well spent?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I done told my family, if I ever need require wiping, just go and put that plug.
Because I sure
nobody washing
wipe.
And wiping me. That I don't want.
I'm not going to wipe.
Tom, Marjorie asked me one time, she said, baby, if we got old, would you wash me? Ooh. Yeah, I'll wash you. But now wiping, we're going to have to hide
some. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah, I bathe you now. I ain't got no problem
oh,
with that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but wiping though,
I know. Wiping,
he is obsessed.
We gotta bring somebody in.
Somebody can come in.
Yeah, we got to bring somebody in.
Home healthcare. All right. On that note, Steve, we got to get out of here.
Cool.
Coming up, it's Junior's turn with Truth Be Told, and we got to tell you about Junior too. We forgot to talk about this yesterday. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for Junior's Truth Be Told.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Shirley. Thanksgiving's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's almost a big day now. We have discussed all of the things. We've discussed when people need to bring food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time dinner start.
Yeah. What
all
time
people
again?
Who coming. We've discussed all this. One thing we have not discussed.
What?
The one thing. When your ass need to leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we have discussed. Now, people don't know when to leave. There's times you need to leave. There are statements that will be made you need to adhere to and understand. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's it. See, when you hear that, start getting your keys in your hand. We need to hear some jangle, something.
Yeah.
It's time to go. You can't spend all day here. Dinner start at 2. Treat it like a restaurant. How long you staying there? Right. You sit down at 2. About 3:30, you gone. Same way.
Hour and a half. That's about right.
Yeah, about hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
That's an hour and a half.
What about the game?
Forget all that. You ain't come over here for the game. You came to eat. If you full, if I see you kick off a shoe, your ass got to go. Let me catch a shoe off your foot.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no. You ain't staying here all day. Now, my mama tired. She done cooked everything. She done fed everybody. What else can we talk about? We done discussed everything. We know Walter got out of jail. We know Hattie had a heart transplant.
Right.
We know Melba had another baby. We got all this information.
Sick.
After we come,
still having kids.
Melba still having kids.
When your name Melba.
At 45, still having babies.
Come on, man. Dope. Your name Melba, you probably.
You probably having still babies.
No, you probably through having babies. Anybody that named Melba, they through having babies.
We didn't cover all
What does the name have to do with it, Steve?
Got a lot to do with your age. If your name is Agnes, you probably done had all your kids.
All your kids.
You probably got grandkids.
But we done covered everything we could talk about. We know Junior went back into rehab. We got that.
Wow.
Everything is covered. Let's just go ahead and go home. We just need you to go home. That's it.
Beatrice. She's through having kids.
Beatrice will be through having
stop with the
Beatrice,
old name.
It's Beatrice. He said Beatrice.
It's Beatrice.
Some people say Beatrice.
Odetta is not having kids.
That's what he got out of that.
Odetta.
Exactly.
You know, I'm giving you the names where I can assure you if this is your name, you are at an age where you are beyond childbearing years.
Give me a note.
Okay.
Sojourner.
Sojourner.
Yeah.
Sojourner is through having babies.
You want another one?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Henrietta.
Henrietta?
She through having kids.
Henrietta Tubes is dusty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't
you need another one?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Gwen.
Gwen.
Okay, I love a Gwen.
Gwen is through having
babies. Name,
Gwen ain't having
Gwen.
No
more. I love a Gwen.
Gwen, 52.
Because she got a 52-year-old name.
That's it, Gwen.
See, his names, once you have an old name, you can quit having babies. If your name is Barbara, you're probably through having kids. I'm just saying. Ain't nobody named Barbara still having kids. Yeah. Not Barbara.
Yeah.
Can Edna have a kid?
Edna been through having kids.
Roberta.
Betty.
Done.
Shirley.
Betty.
Oh, here goes. Gladys.
Gladys already had a kid.
Yeah, that's right up there with Agnes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you who through.
Who?
Jackie is. I tell you that.
Hey, Jack. No.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, you just
Ooh, we can't
you
have
always
no more
go
kids.
Over there.
We can't have no more kids. Jesus Christ.
Well, since you went there, Carla,
I already said Shirley.
Shirley.
Nobody.
Marjorie. Betty, Shirley. Mary, Marjorie, all of that. Yeah.
Margaret.
Last
Esther.
Night, I ain't even sleep in the bed last night.
Oh, Esther. Steve, you forgot about Esther.
I got an anus.
Yeah.
Because Rose slept with us last night.
Uh-huh.
I took my shower, man. I was tired as hell because I fell asleep in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So I went upstairs. I took a shower, came into the bedroom out my bathroom, put my light on my little phone, rose in the bed. I just turned around, went downstairs. I'm not finna do this to you.
Is she
I'm
a
not
wild
gonna
sleeper?
Have her set her damn heel in my eye.
I remember you say
night.
That about Winton, Steve, when Winton was little.
Man, these kids, man, they just.
They sleep bad, don't they?
Uh-huh. I was a bad sleeping kid. Oh, I was
they ain't got nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. I gotta go to work. You in here sleeping bad. You're on your side.
Right.
Matter of fact,
go to your
get
room.
Out the
go
damn bed. Why yeah. you in
go
here?
Go to your room.
Noah in his bed. Why you got to sleep in here? I sleep with Nana, Papa.
Oh,
okay, well,
so
Papa
sweet.
Don't want to sleep with you.
How could you turn that
Papa
down, though?
But it hurt her, though. Yeah, Papa won't yeah. sleep with Nana, too. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Papa want to get a little P&N time. Yeah, that Papa Nana to you. P&N is a little something else to me, though.
Steve.
Okay.
Hey, can we tell you about Junior, though? We forgot to talk about this
what
yesterday.
Junior do?
At the J-Spot on Taco Tuesday. We forgot to
was
tell you about
it
that. Oh, yes, oh, yes, he yes. He did the doggone J-spot. Thing. Yes. I mean, Steve, you would have been so proud of him. It was packed, first of all, thanks to everyone who came out. Junior was so fly. He looked good. He
I
looked the
where
part.
I got that from, though.
Exactly. Sure. Steve would have been so proud.
Who taught me that?
Mm-hmm.
To be fly.
He went to work, Steve. He did. He went
was he
to
good?
Work. Yes, he was very good.
Who taught me that?
He was
though?
Funny. Everything. Everything
Junior
that you would have
ahead,
wanted
Junior.
Him to be. So I just wanted to say congratulations.
Hey, Tom,
we
you
had to go.
Love it, man, when you go down there. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
real black folks over there now.
I know it is.
Oh, yeah.
Real black folks over there.
Was his booty?
How the tacos? Were tacos good, too?
Yeah, the tacos are good. I told you the tacos are good. Taco
That's
Tuesday.
That's a given, huh?
Yes.
But what's his boo there, Monica?
Was yeah, yeah, Monica was
oh,
there.
Oh, my she boo, yeah, my boo was there.
Oh, his boo was there, too?
You know what, dog? Y'all
had
really.
James and
hey, man, let me tell you something. Y'all really ought to quit fooling around.
Who?
You and Monica.
Man, my crazy. I ain't, man, hold on.
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on,
okay, we...
All right,
everybody
boo is crazy.
Down that river case. Right there.
You love...
going to send my ass up that river right
Men
there.
Men love crazy. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with national news. But first, it's the Nephew with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
You hit my mama tree. You hit my mama tree.
You gonna stop crying about this tree, though. That's what you call
it. You hit my mama tree. Run that prank back.
Hello?
Lord, did you just hang up on me?
Yes, sir. I told you I didn't bend down no Clayton Road today. Now what?
Look, I told you, you just came down Clayton Road and just tore my mama tree up.
Man,
all
I
the
ain't
limbs.
Been down no residential neighborhood today, man. Quit calling my phone with that.
Look, my grandmama planted that tree. Now you done got
the
nerve.
Planted it. Move the motherfucker in. Cut the branches off the son of a.
If them branches is clear enough, you're not supposed to be driving them 18-wheel trucks down this residential area like this here.
Man, I was making delivery. Got now if I had to come down that tree, I would have. But I told you once, I ain't came down no Clayton Street today.
You just said you had to make a delivery. Now you saying you ain't been down Clayton Street.
I said see, if you I had to make a delivery down there, I would have came down that. Street, you but I ain't had to come down there.
You been on Clayton Street today. Now, that part I do know. And what you
maybe
go...
Maybe you got the wrong driver, dude.
No. I got the right driver. And what I do know is you done tore my mama tree up. We got to cut this old tree down. And you know what? You gonna pay for this.
Man, I ain't paying for a mother tree. That tree can kiss
I know you ain't talking about my mama tree.
Well, guess what? Take your tree and take your mama and both of y'all go out there and plant another tree then.
We ain't planting no more tree. That tree been in our family for years. You gonna mess around and get your ass whooped behind this tree.
Bring it on then. Bring your on and bring the tree with you.
You gonna make me whoop with a branch off that tree.
Well, I tell you what. If you that bad, then I tell you what. If I was on Clayton Street today, I'd meet you on Clayton Street with the tree.
You,
all right?
You come on over here to Clayton right now, because I'm right out here in the street on the cordless phone. You come on outside. My mama's sitting up in there crying behind the street because you done tore the limbs off of it, and we got to cut it down now because you done messed it up.
Go get her a napkin and tell her wipe her my eyes then. I ain't been down no street.
I know you ain't sitting here talking about my mama now. See, you tripping now, dog.
Hey,
you tripping, dog.
Man,
you already... Look, man, I grew up with this tree in my front yard. I grew up with this tree. Now, you got the nerve to drive through here driving too fast, because if you would have drove slow, you wouldn't have been hitting all them limbs like that. Y'all be running down here too fast through here.
Man, look here. I done told you once, man. I ain't been down no Clayton Street. Now, like I told you, if you want to meet me on Clayton Street, we will. All right? Now, I'm sorry about your mom tree and But hell, there ain't nothing I can do about it because I ain't been down no Clayton Street.
It's one right? thing you can do about it. You can pay for it, and that's what you going to do. Now, you going to either give me some money or I'm going to get it out your But you coming over here. Matter of fact, you can go on come over here now. That big truck around and bring your butt on over here right now.
Well, I might as well go on and turn it around because I ain't paying for no tree. Oh. I can tell you right now.
That's fine. That's fine. But I tell you, when you get here, my cousin here and all my uncles is here sitting up here looking at what you done to this tree. So bring your on.
Yeah, well, look at here. Take that tree and stuff it up your all right? I ain't finna worry with you in this tree no more because I done told you once.
Let me...
I ain't finna tree.
You come on right now because you don't know what this tree mean to me. This tree right here used to be home base for hide-and-go-seek.
Are you crying? You big you crying too? Man, look here, dog. I ain't out tree, dog. Just look here. Wipe your eyes and
to hell with you, this tree right
well,
here.
Look, I'm turning my you just meet me on Clayton Street, all right?
Let me tell you something. This tree used to be first base for kickball. Do you hear me?
Man, kickball, dude. I done told you once. I ain't tree, all right? Don't fail around this, dude.
Your name Lloyd, but you ain't LL. LL well, is Cool J, and he would not have come down here and tore up my mama tree. He is not that kind of person. But you Lord.
What the hell you crying for, man? What the you crying for?
Because you done messed up my mama tree.
You sound like a girl. I'm crying because my mama tree broke.
Let me tell you something. Around and bring your down,
I'll
Clayton.
Be there in 10 minutes to meet your on Clayton.
Well, it's
going
to be more than me. My uncles is here. My cousins is here. All of them.
Oh, the Brader Brunch family, huh?
Whatever.
Man, bring a bro.
I tell you
but
what.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be hot water in this state.
Don't make me no difference. They call you LL. My right. knock you out. And that's what you finna get, LL. That's
yeah,
right.
Well, come on
Lord
with it, then. Come on with it, because I'm here. All right?
Well, listen.
Ain't no running. I'm by my self.
Cool. Don't make me cool. no difference. Listen.
Straight up.
I'm finna tell you one more thing about this tree. Is you listening to me?
I'm listening, bro.
Is you listening?
I done told you once. I don't give a about that tree, but if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Let me tell you something. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, JJ.
Man, look, man. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
You got to be kidding me, man.
Ain't
then
no
don't do that.
No, ain't no tree messed up, and you ain't been on Clayton Street, dog.
Why would you JoJo when I see his man?
Oh, man. You all right, dog?
I'm straight.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
What y'all think, huh?
Crazy.
You got to get emotional in there. You know what I'm saying? You got to get emotional.
Crying about
with
that
it.
Tree.
Yeah.
I love it.
You got to be pranking with it all in your heart, in your soul. That's how you prank it. It's in my soul tonight. Louisville, Kentucky. Mama's boy. Oh, my God. The nephew is doing it. I'm telling you. Robin Gibbons, Jack A. Harry, Nephew Tommy, Johnny Gill. Oh, Shirley Murdoch, Lil G from Silk. The list goes on. They talking about Mama's boy across the country. Come out and see what they talking about. And they talking about that doggone nephew. Yes. Yes.
All right, that nephew.
Who is the star of the play?
Oh,
I say
on,
it's
Steve.
Me. I say it's me.
Oh. Between me We're and not Eugene, talking about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. We want to know who the star of the play, fool.
Oh, my God, Junior. Junior, hold on. I actually sing. Oh, I'm sorry. Eugene sings Twinkle, Twinkle in the show. Boy,
you lying.
I don't understand. I'm not lying to you.
You lying.
Oh, dog, we got to.
No, for real, dog.
He's coming up. Yeah. We got to ask him about that. What?
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, what does that have to do? Why is he singing that? What?
Shirley.
You can't tell.
When you come see the show, you'll
no,
see.
No, no. They got real singers in there.
Yeah.
Why is he
like
singing
Johnny
that?
Gill. Oh,
Shirley hello. Murdoch.
Shirley hello. Murdoch. Anybody. Shirley Pepsi Riley.
Surely.
Why you always say Pepsi Ride?
Keith
right?
Washington.
All
kissing
of them
you?
There.
Yeah, now everybody in there.
Everybody with mustaches and afro.
Al B. Sure.
Unibrow.
Christopher Williams.
Yeah. Don't wait.
like me.
That's actually everybody who be in them plays.
All right, listen, coming up at the
Millie Jackson.
At the top of the hour, we'll talk about the Toy Hall of Fame. Plus, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and our headlines right after this.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Wiffle Ball is finally getting the respect it deserves. It was inducted this year into the Toy Hall of Fame, along with the board game Clue and the paper airplane.
Wow.
Now that this year's toys have been inducted, it's time to start.
Just not getting in there?
I know, right? It's time to start arguing about all the toys that are not in the Hall of Fame
yet. Okay, cool. I'd like to nominate a toy.
Come on. Do it.
Tommy.
Hey.
Put him right in the action figure section. Toy Hall of Fame. I'm going to be distraught.
In action figure section.
Because, I mean, he do more than any action figure I've ever had. He can run, talk, he travel, he fly on planes.
He travels.
He a real action figure.
We all travel.
If he don't get in the damn Toy Hall of Fame, it'll be a travesty.
Wow. Okay, well, how about these other toys, Steve? Crazy
man.
You're
going to start a petition, Shirley.
I know, right?
We're going to petition.
The Nerf.
Tweet us now if you think Tommy should be in the action figure Hall of Fame.
We all loved the Nerf ball when it came out. That's not in there.
Oh, that's whack.
That Nerf ball.
I don't see that being in there. That ain't major.
We love the Nerf ball. Major. Are you kidding?
Is the water gun in there?
There we go.
Probably.
Yeah, it might already be.
How
in
about
there.
A cap gun? I'm talking about legendary stuff.
Like,
okay.
All right.
Damn, Lincoln Logs got to be in there.
Yeah.
Bubbles. Just bubbles.
How about Play-Doh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, we used to stand in long lines. I know I did for my kid, Cabbage Patch Kids. Those dolls, they need to be in there.
I refuse to stand in line for that ugly ass.
Ain't now one of them kids.
My little sister had
you big
two
head,
of those.
Pie face, ugly little heifer.
But that was
adoption
the point.
Papers. They came
that the point of them? They weren't cute, but they were cuddly and lovable. Everybody loved Cabbage Patch.
Yeah. Now it's about the American Girl doll.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
His name was Irwin.
Huh? What'd you say?
My sister's cat pet doll. His name was Irwin. You couldn't get that doll out. His name is Irwin. I'm not calling this damn dog no Irwin. I punted Irwin a couple times.
You was mean to your sister.
How about this one that should be in there? Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, yes.
Pac-Man should be in there.
It should be in there. Everybody loved Pac-Man, yes.
Wow.
That's not in there, right?
Who are the people over this induction?
Who's the committee?
Was High Wheel Track in there?
No,
I'm sure.
It's got to be.
I'm sure. Hula hoops and all that.
Yes. Oh,
it should be.
I done paid the cost for it to be in.
The game Operation. That should be in there.
Yeah. It ain't in there?
That's
G.I.
Joe.
What?
G.I. Joe.
I'm trying to get you in.
You going
to let
that man
bring your friends in with you. Let's get you in first. Damn, I just said I'm going to put you in the action figure section and your ass talking about G.I. Joe. And we ain't got you in yet.
Ting.
Shut up, dude.
You said I should be next to Ken and wear his boots and jackets and stuff. You want to take him with you. You can get your own outfits.
Don't worry about your friends.
Sitting up in here talking about some damn G.I. Joe.
I'm trying to get you in.
Oh, my
God. Speak up for yourself.
Yeah. Steve, right,
G.I. Joe is legend.
Introduce
who was legend?
G.I. Joe is a legend. He's supposed to be in there.
No, just because you could wear the man's boots and clothes and all his pants.
Steve, we have to
get
to the news.
Let's get you in first. Damn. You have been worrying about G.I. Joe. Anybody had G.I. Joe to be in, Mama Boy?
Steve, there's a lot of stuff happening in the world now. Pull it together and introduce Miss Ann.
We got a lot of news to come.
Come on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. Maybe she can help us get him in. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Miss Ann.
Thank you. No, I don't think I can. Anyway, this is Antrip with the news, everybody, and we do have to get serious. The campaign of Alabama's already scandalized Senate candidate Roy Moore is fighting back with now an eighth woman. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 coming forward to accuse Moore of sexually abusing her when she was in her teens. Moore's campaign manager is Bill Armistead. He says they're now investigating the women leveling those charges.
We can't just stand by idly and let false charges go without some answering.
So they're looking into a lot of these women's business. And one woman who says that Roy Moore signed her book when she was in high school, they're trying to check his signature to see if it was forged and all that kind of stuff. AOL.com, again, reports that an eighth woman claims that Judge Moore groped her inside his law office in 1991. Police now say that there were six people actually shot and killed early this week in rural California, that before gunman Kevin Jansen Neal killed his neighbors and other people, he apparently shot his wife to death and put her body under the floor in their home. They just discovered that. Republicans now hoping to tack a repeal of the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate onto their new tax reform bill, which they're going to vote on today. They feel that's the most unpopular part of Obamacare, making people have to buy insurance. So they're going to try to sneak that through. We'll see. Three UCLA freshmen basketball players, Jalen Hill, Cody Riley, and LiAngelo Ball. Yeah, one of LeVar Ball's sons. Back home after being accused of shoplifting sunglasses in China, all thanks to President Trump, who said he intervened on their behalf with his Chinese counterpart. Back on U.S. soil, Riley, Ball, and Hill took turns apologizing, and Cody Riley put things like this.
I know that this goes beyond me letting my school down, but I let the entire country down. I want to thank the Chinese police and the government for taking care of us and treating us well during our time there. To President Trump and the United States government, thank you for taking the time to intervene on our behalf. We really appreciate you helping us out.
That's right. And all three did thank the president for his help. And all three have been suspended from the team indefinitely. But, yeah, they're glad to be home. Today is the Great American Smokeout. Put down that cigarette. Put it down. 20 minutes after the hour, wait for Eugene the Butterfly. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve. It is time for the butterfly. We got to find out about the twinkle, twinkle, little star thing that Junior was talking about earlier. To Tommy, so introduce the butterfly.
Whoa, do you know the butterfly? 'Cause I do.
Oh my God, that was beautiful. Absolutely.
Nice.
I love that one.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Good morning, everyone. Thank
you
so
much,
Steven.
I got one better than
that.
You want to hear?
No.
It was too good.
That's
that one
good,
was too good.
Steve.
You can't top that one. Good morning, ladies. Shirley, Carla.
Morning, Butterfly.
Eat Butterfly.
Good morning, Junior. Good morning to you.
Morning, Butterfly. What's happening?
Tommy.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Know what that's about. And good morning to Steven. So, good morning. You guys had something to ask me?
Well, Junior brought it up, the song Butterfly, Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star. And then Tommy said, how ironic was that? Butterfly has a song. Eugene has a song in the play.
And
Mama's
Tommy's
Boy.
A lie. Tommy is a lie.
What?
Okay.
What happened? You don't sing it?
No, I sing Rockabye Baby. See, this is how much he don't know what's going on with the other character. How can you mix up Twinkle, Twinkle with Rockabye Baby? Can you do that?
They're both lullabies. That's why, probably, huh?
Well, whatever the case is.
No lullaby.
Well, you sing it to
I'm
you,
a
baby.
I'm a Eugene.
Oh, that's a different song.
Here's something that he don't want y'all to know about.
What?
Guess who's getting booked without him?
Who?
Eugene Antoine Ferguson. That's right. So I've gotten called to host a show in Montgomery, Alabama next year, all right, in April, all right? They don't want Tommy. They just want me to host it.
Wow.
And baby, you better ask somebody. This has been going on for a very, very, very long time. People have been wanting me to host
What's the name of the organization?
It's a comedy show in Montgomery, but they don't want Tommy. They just want Eugene Antoine Ferguson to host the whole show.
Well, Tommy never mentioned this, Butterfly.
Now, this is what I want to ask Mr. Harvey.
Wow.
Mr. Harvey, if I get paid to go do this show, shouldn't that money go towards anything Eugene Antoine Ferguson wants, whether it's wardrobe or anything else? Am I right or wrong?
A portion of it should, but you do have to pay him something because he's going to have to take you.
You like a road manager fee or something.
You just kept it 100, Steve.
So he'll be my assistant then, huh, Steven? That's what he'll be doing.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. How much they trying to pay you?
I don't want to say that on the radio, Steven, but they're going to pay a very good
substantial
amount. Well, are you going to get paid more than $6,000?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you.
So we walked in there.
Show no, appreciate the cat.
That doesn't stop the wardrobe drive. Wait a minute.
Hey, we got to get out of here, Butterfly.
All you getting is wardrobe money. The same old 6,000.
Wow. All right. All right, coming up, the three UCLA basketball players are back home. They held their press conference. We'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the three UCLA basketball players, LeAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill, are back home on U.S. soil. They held a press conference yesterday, and here's what they had to say. Take a listen.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment, and I was wrong for that. I apologize to my family, my coaches, my teammates, and UCLA for letting so many people down. I also apologize to the people of China for causing them so much trouble. I'm a young man, however, it's not an excuse for making a really stupid decision. I don't feel sorry for myself, and I've learned my lesson from this big mistake, and I'm 110% sure that I'll not make a bad decision like this one again. I'd also like to thank President Trump and the United States government for the help that they provided as well.
All right, Steve. So President Trump got his thank you that he was looking for when he tweeted out, "Will the UCLA players thank me? They could have gotten 10 years in China." So there it is.
First of all, I hear the sincerity in their voice.
Absolutely heartfelt.
And, I mean, they did it.
Yeah.
So it's not we were falsely accused. This boy
they
came out and
it.
Said, look, I'm sorry for stealing sunglasses out the store in China.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
So I know that, they're young, they made a mistake, they'll never do it again. I got all of that. Here's the problem with sin. And that's for me, my sins, past transgressions, everything I've ever done. Sin costs you more than you want to pay and makes you stay longer than you want to stay. This is far from over for these young men. Sadly, but that's the way it works. And the people that are clamoring for something more to happen, they're going to get their wish. Because, see, being detained in your hotel room for how many other days they had to stay over there, that doesn't do anything for the Pac-12 officials. That doesn't do anything for the university. That doesn't do anything for your teammates. You didn't play the game. You've missed all these practices. You are part of a team which is greater than you. The suffering that your family did, because these kids' families, man, was tripping. Because this could have easily been 10 years. It's a good thing that the president did intervene, because I'm pretty sure that played a large hand in it. This is not going to be over for them. Not that I want it to be. I mean, I don't want anything else to happen to them, but it's not my decision. Something else is going to happen. Because it can't be I stole some sunglasses on an international trip out of the country on behalf of a top flight university program. I'm from a famous basketball family, not only in Westwood, but in the league now. The other two kids, what were they thinking? I got you young, but like he says, that's not an excuse for making bad decisions. There's a lot of young cats over there didn't steal no sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, they have been suspended. And the UCLA coach, Steve Alford, says that they have to earn their way back.
Yeah, and their names are LeAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill, Steve.
Yeah. I mean, man, these kids, man. Look, man, this could have gone really, really badly for them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a communist country that they committed a crime in. You're absolutely right, Steve.
And let me tell you something. If you wasn't on a big powerhouse basketball team and you just stole something over there, okay, you'd be looking at these 10 for real.
And honestly, had not the president stepped in on their behalf, he has to get some credit for that, which is what he was seeking when he tweeted that. Thank God he was there and he was able to talk to the president of China and work something out for the guys. And they amply thanked him. They did.
Yes, they did.
They did.
As they should
All
have.
Three of them.
Hell,
and they
I would,
have.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You saved me from 10 partners. I don't care if you had a little bitty hand in it.
Right.
But I can't do this 10.
I did think it was odd that the president asked, would they thank him?
Well, come on now. Come on
but
now.
But it is Donald Trump.
Come on now.
Yeah,
I mean,
is,
he's yeah. been he's petty still, on several levels.
Yeah,
so.
It is Donald Trump. All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up next, the nephew with his prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's crazy strawberry letter. But first, it's the nephew with the prank phone call. What you got, Nev?
Huh?
You heard me.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
They calling me out the dugout, you know, when they want their relief pitcher. It's that time. They calling for the nephew. You ready?
Uh-huh. Come on.
Oh, Shirley, today it is Shay Leon. Oh, dear. Shay Leon. You don't want to miss an absolutely ravishing prank, I must tell you. Shay Leon.
Like that,
oh, God.
You ever had somebody you grow up with and you see him, you ain't seen him in a long time, and that's how they talk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have
and
a British accent.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Steve. How have you been there? What? Look at
Robert?
Is that the Mrs. Hill? Willie?
Willie, not Willie. Not Willie.
Willie with the English accent.
You don't stop talking like that and use your real voice.
Who I want an English accent?
You ain't use that voice when we was in jail that time.
Yeah.
You wasn't in there talking about, hello there, folks. Hello, cellmates.
None of that.
That ain't what you said that weekend. We was in Cook
Queen.
County.
What about Madonna? She had an English accent. Mm-hmm. She from Michigan. Stop.
Oh, dear, boy.
Chaka Khan, too, for a minute when she lived over there. Yeah. Tina Turner. That's
Tina
another,
Turner.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But them people
Maybe
that have actually been
up.
To England.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We talking about people ain't been nowhere over there.
That's how I do when I call go to France, though.
You start talking in a French
you pick up accent.
Accent?
No, I just slow my words down and put a little the watch. The price? Yeah,
gonna,
I know good and hell well it ain't free.
They're going to whoop your ass, huh? Yeah. That's what's going to happen over there with you.
All right, come on, nephew.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Nicole, please.
This is she.
Hi, how you doing? Listen, my name is Shay Leon, and I was calling you to see if you had any booth rental in the salon that you work in.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name again. What's your name again?
Shay Leon. I mean, my real name is Leon, but my artistic name is Shay Leon. Shay Leon is what they call me.
Shay Leon, okay. Actually, I do have space for another person to come in and work. I am in a suite. It's rather small in here, but if you are interested in coming in and working, I would gladly like to have someone come in and work with me. That would be nice. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What's your background? What do you do, actually?
Well, actually, I've just moved here to D.C. I was actually living in the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been doing hair there for the last probably 15, 20 years. I've been doing hair, definitely licensed. You know, I moved here. But I've been doing hair for quite a long time. I specialize in only doing females' hair. And, you know, just looking to get into D.C. and get back to work. And
okay.
I really want to find a place where I can do some hair. And you know, it's going to take me a minute to get some clientele built up. But,
right.
you know, I know my work is good.
Okay. Well, I am in a high-traffic area, and I think this would be a great area for you just coming in from another state, especially from California.
Right.
Is it possible you could come in and take a look and see what you can, you know?
I'd love to come in and take a look and see what type of work environment you have. And
right.
So I'm understanding that there's a lot of people that do hair that have different rooms. Is that how this setup is?
Yes, that's how it's set up. However,
but you actually have a suite.
I do have a suite. It's a double suite, so there is room for another technician. But, you know, with it being such close quarters, you know, you got to kind of get a feel for the person that's going to come in and work for you. So
yeah, right, because you're going to be working real close to each other. I understand.
You know, if we kind of meet each other, you know, we can get a feel for each other and see if we can work.
Well, let me ask you something. Have you had a PHS? Have you worked around a PHS person before?
I'm sorry, who?
A PHS. Have you worked around? I mean, that's pretty much what I do. Have you worked around a PHS
before? I'm not familiar with that term. Is that a California term? I don't. What's PHS?
PHS is private hair specialist. Have you worked with a private hair specialist before?
Well, I would consider myself private, being so I'm in a suite, but where you would be working out in the open with myself, so I don't know how private you would be.
Oh, no. You're not understanding where I'm coming from. I'm a PHS, okay, private hair specialist, and what that is I do women's private hair, like if they want removal from under their arm or their chin or, you know, but most of my work actually resides in the bikini line. You know, I'm an artist, so I'm known to put your name there. I can dye it a different color, a mohawk, a landing strip.
Let me stop you right there. You did call and say you were a hairstylist, and the last time I checked, a hairstylist, they restyle hair, the hair on top of the head.
Shay Leon does hair. It doesn't necessarily have to be the hair on the head. I'm just saying I style hair.
Sierra Leone, Sri Lanka. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Shay Leon. You cannot continue to get this wrong. Shay Leon.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the name your mom gave you? Because
my government name is Leon, but it's
okay,
my name.
Leon. Again, this is a suite, and you will be working in the open with myself and my clients, who are accustomed to having a professional setting. And I don't think it would be appropriate for you to have someone come in and have a landing strip, an airport, a plane, their baby daddy's name put on. Whatever you do, that's not what we're about here.
Okay, so are you trying to say that you're not open for new ideas?
I'm sorry. If you consider that a new idea, then I'm giving you a phone number to someone else because this we're not going to do that here.
Hey, listen.
My problem
is this.
Excuse me. You called my salon. Where did you even get my number from? What made you think that you could call my shop and that this is what we do and you could come here and you could do that?
Well, I'm thinking that you would be open for something new.
But why would you think that I'd be open for that? Who told you that?
I'm not saying that someone told me that.
You came all the way from California and you called me. You're not coming to my salon to carve your name, anybody else's name, any type of landing strip, any type of initials, okay? This is a professional salon, and we style hair. The hair on the head.
That is what I'm doing, lady. I'm styling hair.
Did you
that is what
the head
Shay
did you
Leon
not hear? What part of the head did you...
I said Shay Leon styles hair. That's what Shay Leon does.
Look. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you already. So, you know what? This is not even going to work. This is not even going to work. Again, we're not doing that here in my shop. I'm sorry. I hope you can call someone else, and maybe they'll accept your craft.
I'm sorry that your career would not be as successful as you would like it to be because you're not open for new ideas.
Excuse me. My salon is very successful, thank you.
You know what? I'm going to come over there and pass out flyers in front of your shop, letting them know about Shay Leon and letting them know also that you are not who you really are.
When are you coming? Are you coming today?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. I know where you are.
I'm here right now. Can you come today? Please come.
I'm coming today.
Please come over here because I'm going to be that outside waiting for your. Bring your over here. Bring it. Because you're not about to stand outside in front of my salon and degrade my salon.
What you're not going to do is deny Shay Leon. You're not going to deny Shay Leon.
Please come over here because you will catch the first thing smoking back to California if you bring your over here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Thing to say to me.
Shay Leon has one more thing he needs to say. Are you listening to Shay Leon?
What is it?
This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Michonne.
What?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to kick your and hers. I hope nobody knew who I am. Oh, God.
Hey, baby, I got one more thing I need
to say. Oh, God, what else you got to say?
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is Shay Leon. Strawberry Letter coming up next. Shay Leon, yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, today's crazy strawberry letter. Please do not miss today's letter. But first, I have to tell you about our girl, Cardi B. She already has a vision for her upcoming wedding, because that's what we girls do, you know, mm-hmm. once we get that proposal, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, she's getting ready to marry Offset from the Migos, okay?
Right.
Well, the way she sees it, the world is not ready, all right? She recently revealed what she wants. She says, everyone's going to be wearing red. She said, and
what?
Yeah. You're not ready. She already said you're not ready.
Nobody buying no red suits.
She says she's not ready. And she said, and the bridesmaids will be wearing suits. What's good?
Oh, not dresses.
Suits.
Not dresses.
Suits.
Those are going to look like a bunch of groomsmen up there.
So it's 12 groomsmen?
So that's it. That's it. You're not ready for that. And if you didn't know how the romance began between the couple, it happened the old-fashioned way. Sliding in the DMs. Apparently, Offset messaged. That's the old-fashioned way now, right?
The DM.
Yeah, hit me in the DM. Apparently, Offset messaged one of her friends saying, "I want Cardi." But she said at the time that she didn't want to date any rappers. But when Cardi later connected with Offset at a party, it was on after that. So now they're heading off to the happily ever after. Congratulations.
So explain to me what the world ain't ready for.
They're not ready
for red clothes.
They're not ready for her wedding, for how she's designed and envisioned her wedding. Everyone wearing red. The bridesmaids wearing suits, you know, all of that. They're not ready for that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
red. It's her wedding.
They ain't going to be the first person to have people in red. You do know that.
Is this going to be televised too? Like the last, who was that just going to tell
Gucci Mane.
I think
she's going to be on VH1 because she used to be on Love & Hip Hop. I'm sure Mona Scott got her hands on this.
I was just going to say, Mona Scott Young was talking about, she's already talked to Cardi B about it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think she said, Mona said to BET, back off.
Yeah, BET wanted it, but Mona was like,
I got this one. So I'm sure we'll see it.
Yeah, so get ready. Get ready for that.
You know what we ought to put on Centric?
What?
When Mississippi Monica get married.
It's not called Centric anymore. Did you know that, Steve?
Oh, yeah. They changed it
to. What's it called?
BET Her.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. BET Her.
Yeah.
Okay. So where is Monica getting married? Like by a lake where there's a bunch of catfish and stuff in Mississippi?
Hell yeah.
As well?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So is this going to be Monica and
Junior? Oh, we
may
have to wait till they come out with BET Neil.
I'm with you, Carl. Is it Monica and Junior or
Junior?
Who?
No, it ain't gonna work out. I don't think it's gonna work out.
They could jump the broom.
Well, Steve.
Well, she said it yesterday. They both said it yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but Junior, he a little nervous about it.
And then, Steve, you said Tommy's marriage wouldn't last past Thanksgiving of this year, and we're almost there.
It ain't Thanksgiving yet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm going to make it to Thanksgiving. What did you tell me?
Ain't no problem. Mm-mm.
So I don't know about your predictions. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. He'd do better working on his
this
facial
letter.
Features.
Come on, Nipper.
And worrying about how long I'm going to be, man.
All right. We got to get to the letter.
All right. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: trapped in a marriage. Dear Steve, I've been married 20 plus years and have two almost adult kids. I've been faithful, devoted, trying to hold things together for my family. I didn't want them to have to live a lifestyle I would have had to give them had I left my husband. Now I'm at a point in my life where to just look at my husband can turn my stomach. Never having been very compatible, I did the best I could, and I'm sure he feels the same. Lots of sacrifices on my part, living with his family, living near his family, taking care of his parents until they passed. Now taking care of him because he has developed a debilitating illness and will never work again, and hasn't in the last 10 years. I've met a man, not intentionally, not with any forethought. He was just there and always seems to be there when I need a shoulder to cry on or a token of attention. He's married, and although he's been very supportive, I doubt that he has any romantic inclinations towards me anyway. But the feelings I have for him really show up what I don't feel for my husband any longer. My feelings for him went through trial by fire, and there is little left but ashes. Now that the kids are on the verge of adulthood and he has no one else, I don't feel I can leave him alone.
Yet I can't deal with these feelings I have towards someone else. I feel like a hypocrite, adulteress, and a homewrecker, even though I've never done anything to encourage this man away from his family. I don't know what to do, but the guilt and hypocrisy are eating away at my soul. Not happy with anything or anyone. Help me, Steve. Dear wow. Not happy. Yeah. You know what? You sound like a woman who's just fed up. You've gone through a lot. You've done what any good wife would do and beyond. Your marriage vows say, though, that, you know, you should stay married through sickness and health. And you are doing that. You're tired, though. You're unhappy. You're depressed. You feel trapped. And this man has come along when you're very, very vulnerable. And it's easy to fall and develop feelings for people when you're in that kind of open state like that. And that's what happened. And now you're sprung on this other man. This other man has taken full advantage of you. And you're in a full-blown affair now, it sounds like, it seems. And that's why, you know, you have this guilt and stuff. You feel this way. You feel like a hypocrite. You feel like an adulteress and a homewrecker. There's only a couple of things you really can do. For starters, stop seeing this guy. You know, you got to stop seeing him because you're still married. Okay, you could stop seeing him and try to work it out with your husband. You know, you didn't say that you didn't love him. You just said you're sick and tired of him. You know, or you can leave your husband. You can leave him. I mean, those are really your only options. Steve? 11 wow. minutes after.
Yeah. She has a real problem. She really, really, I'll get into it when we come back. She has a real, real yeah. problem. I'm not sure. I don't have it yet exactly what to say to her. I think you're correct in your answer, though, Shirley, really. I think you're very correct. I think she's guilt-ridden, though, mm-hmm. in two ways. And so I'll get into it best I can. It's just my opinion, just like these are just Shirley's opinions.
Just mine, yeah.
Will we have time?
No, we won't have time
no,
coming up.
No, yet. Of course we won't, because we don't, of course. Why would we? It's just a show.
The letter is posted, by the way. So if you want to check it out, if you want to comment or send us an email, you can go to steveharvey.com, click on Strawberry Letter, and get to typing. That's it. 12 minutes after, we'll be back with Steve's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Just a reminder, in 20 minutes, you don't want to miss it. Sister Odell will be in the building.
My girl.
But come on, Steve, come on. Let's get to it. Part two of your response to today's Straw.
Here we go. subject trapped in a marriage. Help me, Steve. Hmm. Well, Steve can't help you. God can. I can tell you that in this letter because you're in quite a position. Steve really can't help you. God can, really. I think Shirley's advice solidly is you have to leave this man alone. But on the other hand, do I sympathize with what you're saying? Yeah. And are there other women who can sympathize with you, what you're saying? I'm sure they are. And then there are married women who are going, get your hands off my man while you're over there with this man's, with this other woman's husband. It's going to go both ways. The over there with the other husband, you know that's out of line. I don't have to explain that to you. That's morally not the correct way to go about life. I'm sure you know that you're an adult. That's why you have these confused feelings. But on the other hand, lady, I kind of sympathize with you because you have sacrificed yourself for 20-plus years. You stayed in a marriage that you really didn't want to stay in. You never were compatible with him. You sacrificed yourself with him, his parents. Now, he's sick now. He ain't worked in 10 years. I don't know where his paper coming from, so you might be supporting the whole show. And he just sitting over there and might still be talking to you crazy and you taking care of him and everything about him. And he kind of talking to you crazy. Y'all ain't compatible. Most people that ain't compatible talk to each other crazy. Because when you ain't happy with the person, you're going to talk crazy when you see them. Now, the sight of your husband turning your stomach, that's going to be hard to do the rest of your life. Look over there and somebody turning your stomach. Now, he's sick. Now, I don't know what illness he got, but he ain't worked in 10 years and ain't going to ever work again. Mm. But is he sitting over there complaining? Say, man, that's going to be tough for you to stay in that situation. Now, what you could do is divorce. You could do that. And people say, well, Steve, the Bible says and the vows say through sickness and in health. Yeah, it do. But people get divorced all the time. And they people leave for lesser reasons. Somebody was cheating on somebody. Somebody, financial problems came up. They just ain't compatible. Whatever, people leave for all the reasons. Well, now that he's sick, you feel guilty. And you don't think you could leave. But here's the real problem. You met a man. Not intentionally. Not with any forethought. He was just there. And was always there when you needed a shoulder to cry on or a token attention. Problem is, he married. And although he's been very supportive, you say in the letter, I doubt that he has any romantic inclinations towards me anyway. Okay, lady, come on now. Come on now. Let's get this back into reality. He got some towards you, and you got some towards him. Let's be grown now. You know, I mean, what is it? He there for you? You attracted to the man. Matter of fact, you developing feelings for the man. So you grown, ain't nowhere else to go. I don't know how sick homeboy is at your house, but is he so sick that he ain't bringing no heat? He ain't frying no bacon at the house? You're going to have to get your bacon fried.
Maybe he can't fry.
Well, like I said, you got to be able to sizzle it or something, at least warm it up.
Sizzle it.
Something got to happen to the bacon. You got to at least take it out the slab and lay it out there and get some fire on it or something. But you can't eat the bacon raw.
No.
Ain't nobody can eat raw bacon. You got to get this bacon cooked. Now, you might not be getting your bacon cooked. And if he do try to cook your bacon, the sight of him makes you sick to your stomach. So the bacon process ain't even good bacon when you get it. Y'all just over there now. So now I sympathize with you where you got to do something. Now you done found this romance. Now the dude married. Now can I tell you that this ain't finna go nowhere? Can you not find another dude that ain't married to develop these feelings for? Because you and the married dude ain't going nowhere. Then you says you don't, you've done nothing to encourage him. I feel like a hypocrite, adulteress, and a homewrecker, even though I've never done anything to encourage this man away from his family. Oh, yes, you have. You needing him, him knowing you need him, is the draw card away from the family.
All right, thank you, Steve. You know we got to get out of here. Let's introduce our girl from the talk, Cheryl Underwood. Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Cheryl Underwood.
Steve Harvey, I love that you being dignified right now. I love you, brother. I'm shouting out the talk right now because Eve is now the guest host. She's the permanent host. She's not a guest host no more.
Eve.
That's cool, isn't it?
Eve. You know, the rapper.
Hip-hop
Eve.
Rapper. Pitbull and Skirt.
Yeah. She's a host.
Rough Rider. On the talk.
Really?
She's with y'all.
Okay. Sorry,
I didn't know that.
Well, isn't that the coolest?
It's just announced.
That's slick. Yeah. I like Eve.
That's a good move, huh?
I like her a lot.
Yeah, I like her too.
Speaking of moving, now, was she in the United States? Wasn't she out of the country with her?
Now, you know what? She got that millionaire husband. That's the thing now, Shirley. Yeah. You know, you get the millionaire husband or a dude from another country like Ernesto's. Isn't he Dominican?
He's Mexican.
Well, thank you, Steve, for clearing
that. Don't build
that
a wall, because you ain't going to take Ernesto from Shirley. Don't build a wall. But she got the millionaire husband. They live in London.
If you could get, who would you marry that's outside the country?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't name him. He already know, and he sent me some flowers, Steve. Sent me a mortgage payment of flowers. Listen. Wow. And he ain't black. I'm just going to tell you straight up. Don't get mad at me, black people. I go with who asked me. Listen,
I'm telling you, like who like you.
Yeah, because I done gave it up to a lot of people that still don't know me now. Listen.
Cheryl.
I'm telling you, my God, loving, that's the truth now.
I'm telling you.
Look, listen now. A lot of people don't seem to know. When I'm in the bar, Black Lives Matter. After you sober up, you ain't got nothing for me? What's happening?
Cheryl.
Sorry, huh?
Stop.
I'm just telling the truth. And you know, I date a lot of white men and stuff. People, why you date white men? Some white men do anything please you. Let me tell you. I with the white dude. He said, what can I do to make you happy? I said, pay off my student loans.
That's what you went to? The loans?
Boy, that affect your credit, Tommy. I don't know what you're talking about. Got all that Kappa money over there.
Why you playing?
Your FICO score. Mess up your FICO score if you want to. But,
all right, Cheryl, we got to go. You've made us more curious, but we got to get
out
of here.
Steve know who he is.
Coming up at 41 after the hour, Sister Odell in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In my jeans.
Well, before she gets all the way to the mic, I got to tell you this. Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update. Real Housewives of Atlanta are back. But first, you can hear us. Mr. Odell is in the building.
Yes, my friend. Yeah. I love him. Mm. Good morning, everyone.
Morning,
Sister Odell. Good, good, good. Hi, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Hey, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Hi, boy.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
What's going on with y'all today? Anything happening?
Yeah, lots of stuff. You know, we're all
getting in
holiday mood.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, almost bicentennial.
For,
say what? You know, that mean at the same time.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Bi means two. That's two holidays. Same time, centennial, same time.
Just let him go on with it, yeah.
Only she knew that.
Oh, far be it from me. Yeah, so you have Thanksgiving plans?
Well, hold on, sweetie. Well, you know, just let it be far from you then, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Odell, don't start. Just be
nice. I just said, you know, she said, far be it from me, then, you know, let it be far.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
Thank
all
you.
I said. I was just, you know, for confirmation purposes.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
What's going on, kids?
I was asking you your plans for the holiday. That's coming up.
Well, I'm, you know, always saving souls and everything. I'm going down to some homeless shelters for the holidays.
Nice.
There's some wonderful peoples down there that just need a little uplift.
That's right, Sister Odell. Right.
Go down there and let them know that, you know, Steve used to be homeless. He wasn't in a shelter, though he should have been, but his stupid ass wanted to be proud. Stayed in the car for 3 years. I was so sick of being with him. I was born in that car.
but look at him now, Sister Odell.
He's doing good now.
Yeah, it worked out.
He does good and he helps peoples and everything. His mother be so proud of him. Yes, he would.
That's really nice. Well, now, are any of your family members coming over your house? Are they coming over? Are you hosting?
Yes, you know, Christmas, you know, the grandkids comes by and everything, you know.
Well,
but we just have Christmas from 2 to 4.
Oh, just 2 hours? And then they're out?
Then I want them to leave
right after that.
Well, I wanted to ask you, right after Thanksgiving, you know the day after that is Black Friday. Do you go out? Do you do shopping?
You know, I still does that. My grandkids is telling me that I need to do it on the internet. But I said, no, I likes to go. I loves the crowd. I be the first one at Walmart trying to get that 72-inch TV for $8. I be the first one in line for that. I get one every year.
You gonna do that on a walk?
Who helps you carry it to the car and everything?
I guess one of the people with the vest on.
Oh,
that's what they in there for. As soon as I bust through the door, I grab somebody with a vest. Come on! Get him right over there to that sharp TV. You know, every year they get cheaper.
Yes, ma'am.
Next year I'm going to get a 92-inch for
$4. You got space for that? A 92-inch?
I ain't got to have no space. I'm going to have a TV in two rooms.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to have it across the doorway. I can watch TV in the kitchen and in the dining room.
You're going to knock a wall.
Yeah, when I'm cooking, I ain't got to knock a wall. I put it in the doorway. You got to go to the bathroom.
Who hooks all that stuff up for you, Sister Odell?
My nephew, he crackhead, he steals.
Oh.
What's that got to do with him hooking the TV up?
Well, if you know how to disconnect a TV, you damn sure ought to know how to put it up. All the stuff he done stole out of my house, he better get his silly ass over there and put my TV on that wall. Because they're going to try to get it at night, but I got barbed wire in my front door.
Do you really?
Y'all keeps barbed wire on it. Crackheads don't like to fight through barbed wire.
Well, do you buy anything for anyone else besides yourself, Sister Odell?
I gives everybody scriptures in a stocking. They know what they're going to get.
Okay.
Even the kids?
Yeah.
Well, I give the kids a toy.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
All right.
Cool.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
I gave little Nathaniel.
Yes, ma'am.
I gave him a block last year with an A on it. This year he get the B. He just a year old. He didn't know.
Okay, so one boy.
These
so
stockings, they not no old stockings you wore, are they? I mean, they just regular.
Exactly. Exactly. I takes all my old pantyhose and dyes them red.
Wait a minute. You're not talking about Christmas stockings that you hang on the mantle, the fireplace mantle?
I saves money. I cut mine off at the knee and hang them on the and I dye them red and I put stuff in it.
You messed yourself up.
How did you know that, Tommy? Jeez.
I did not know.
I gave my best friend Agnes, I gave her a fruitcake in one of my stockings.
Stocking strong?
Want your stocking, sister?
I didn't give her the part for the knee. I had to put that fruitcake in the top half.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
There's two things wrong
That's
with
a
that.
Real stocking stuffer there.
Yeah, two
when
things.
When you use the part that go on your drawers and put a piece of fruitcake in it.
Yeah.
And they open the box, they don't know what it is. Look like a fruitcake with a net on it.
Yeah, no one likes fruitcake, Sister Odell. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Agnes likes fruitcake. That's why I give it to her. Because when they give it to me, I give it to her. She loves
them. Oh, you re-gift. Okay. You
re-gift. Girl, her fruitcake be gone for New Year.
Wow.
She eat the green pieces, the red pieces, everything. The heifer's crazy. I never liked fruitcake because I didn't know what the green pieces
right.
was.
Right.
Like gummy bears. All right, well, Sister Odell, thank you so much for coming by. We wish you happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Well, this should be your third one.
Yes, ma'am. This will be my third one.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I got to go unless you want me back. I'll stay here in case you want me back.
Well, Carla's reality update is coming up.
Yeah, we don't want you back.
Maybe I'll be in there and sit with you. Because I like Carly. I'm going to listen to your reality thing, Carly.
Well, she has to want you. She has to decide if she wants you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, little ignorant.
We got to go.
Little ignorant.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It's that time. Get ready. She is here with reality update.
All right, thank you, nephew. And Sister Odell is our special guest. She's joining us.
Thank you, sweetie. You did want me after all.
Of course. Mm. I'd love
to. Thank you, baby. That's in your eye, stupid.
Tommy, that's for you. All right, Sister Odell, now, do you watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I sure do.
Okay, good. So you'll know what I'm talking about. So Kenya, she told Cynthia about her husband, Mark. She just talked about him and said he was from the corporate world and that he was a former Wall Street banker and now he's a successful entrepreneur and that they met at a restaurant opening in Brooklyn. Because you got to remember, Sister Odell, the crew, they have not seen, as of episode 2, the cast members, they have not met Kenya's husband yet. Mm-hmm. He lives in New York and she's living in Atlanta right
now.
Ought
to keep it that way, too.
Why do you think? You think that's going to work?
Them heifers will bust a marriage up. Better keep your man in there, y'all, Kenya.
Well, Sister Odell, Kenya had a total breakdown while filming the show. She cried to one of the producers, admitting that she was stressed out about all the rumors. You know, all of the stuff on social media, folks were claiming that she got married for attention, you know, to keep a storyline going and to secure her job on the show. And Kenya said that her husband, Mark, is very private and that she doesn't want him to, you know, be a part of all this drama that comes with, you know, being with a reality star. I think she just really wanted to protect him. And then she even said, I don't want to get a divorce already. That's what she said. And you could hear her breaking down behind the closed doors and, you know, you felt bad for her. You felt bad for her.
Yeah, I did.
And
what you know what she ought to do?
What?
She ought to just go on and live with a man. He's doing good. He's probably a beautiful man, and just live with him and get off his reality show.
Yeah, leave the show.
There you go.
Try to make her marriage work, right? Yeah. You think?
Who wants to sit up with Nene every week?
Why should she have to give up?
Who wants to sit up with Nene every week and get cussed out?
Nene's husband? Nene's
kissed
husband?
Kissed out, pushed around. Nene's sweet girl. Her and Greg are just fine. But I'm talking about the mother girl. She's a bully. She bullies him. She punks him. She ain't going to do it. Keep punking Odell. Run over here with it. Well, I bet you run back without it.
Put you on the show, Odell.
Put all to be on the housewife show.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should.
House granny's more like.
You know something? They don't have any shows called the House Grannies. It's the Housewives of Atlanta. And I said I wanted to be on there.
Well, you do better on House Grannies. You're a lot older than the Housewives.
Tommy.
You're not a
Tommy.
Well, I wasn't old as Papa Ray, that's for sure. And we saw what happened to his ass, didn't we?
Shots fired.
Ting. I do it myself, Junior. Sip, Pop, ting!
Stay woke,
okay,
Tommy.
Okay, so Sis Rodell, let me continue because I have a question for you. Now, there's a girl on the show, a young woman on the show. Her name is Shamia. She is a friend of the Housewives, but she's been on there a couple of seasons as a friend. She had a bridal shower. She's getting married,
oh, yeah.
And Portia is her friend. And Shamia's getting married in Africa. And so she's very upset that her friend, Portia, they've been knowing each other for a very long time. She's not coming to the wedding. Portia said it's too expensive to fly to Africa. She has health issues, and she's not going to Africa. So do you think Portia's wrong for not going to Shamia's wedding?
Well, if that's your friend, you're supposed to go. You ain't supposed to talk about expense. You're supposed to make a way.
That's right. That's what.
And she dating an African. He ain't got no miles.
Is his country
frequent flyer buddy pass or something?
See that one on y'all? She's sleeping with these men. They ought to be providing you with a ticket.
That's a long way, though.
But that's her groom, though. Yeah. He shouldn't have to provide a ticket for her. His wife-to-be's friend to come to the wedding, though.
Now, if you're sleeping with the African, he can't get you no ticket.
You back to your original point. I guess.
It's easy to get miles when you're flying back from Africa. One trip ought to get you a ticket.
It's a lot of miles, right?
I'm with Portia, though. That's
Did you say Portia got a medical problem?
Well, she said that for health reasons, she shouldn't
travel. What's wrong with Portia? She sure look healthy.
She's beautiful.
I don't know. That's what she told her friend, and her friend is upset about it. So I'm
going
to ask
that's
people.
Who I used to look like when I was young.
Who?
No, you
Portia. Portia Williams. Mm.
Oh,
that's what I
okay.
was.
Okay. Mm.
Long black house. Hair, great big old bosom. Mm. Plenty of that rat-a-tat-tat.
Now you just sagging.
Had it all.
You had it all. All right,
yeah, I'm sagging a little bit, boy, but you is too, though. I ain't the only one sagging. You 50. Go stand in the mirror. Stand wide-legged. Surprise.
You got to be nice. If you're going to hang around, you got to be
nah,
nice.
Well, okay, but he shot at me. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Once you shoot at me, you get shot, pop, team.
So hit me up on Twitter or Lips by Carla. Do you think Portia's wrong for not going to Shamia's wedding? Hit me up social media at Lips by Carla.
Portia's right.
We got 30 seconds. I wanted to know if you guys have been watching
Portia's
the Escape
not right,
Show.
Shirley. Portia's not right.
If she
you should
go,
go over
she
there and
go.
See that ticket ain't that much.
Oh, we still talking about that. Well, let's
You're on TV. You're supposed to be her friend. Start saving and go see your friend at a wedding. Talking about it too expensive. Quit fronting like you got money. Sell some of that hair.
Wow.
I think she should go as well. If that's your friend. If that's your girl.
That's right, Carly.
If that's your girl. Yeah. You should be there for her. You disagree, Portia? I mean, you disagree, Shirley? I'm calling you Portia.
Yeah. If she's got health issues, yeah, that's a long way.
Ain't nothing wrong with her. What health issue? You ought to be over the cold by the time the wedding is here.
Don't you have to take shots and stuff, too? Didn't we take shots going over there?
Now, you talk about a health issue. Now, if Junior can't make it. That's a health issue. Portia just got a cold. Need to take a little thick tail over there.
We gotta go.
He might have a little African friend and y'all can double wed.
All right.
Because if you got enough money, I ride in on an elephant and we can do it Saturday.
Coming to America.
Coming up. We gotta get out of here.
Coming to America and right back to Kenya.
Thank you, Sister Odell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. Thanksgiving, listen, it's not gonna cook itself the food. It's not going to host itself, the parties, all of that. We got to be involved. So I want to ask you guys, are you hosting Thanksgiving at your place this year? Is your house ready? You know, between work, Steve, I know you have all these jobs and stuff. You know, and the ladies, of course, with the shopping for the groceries and all of that.
Man.
And Tommy, you cook. You're frying turkeys and all of that. So, Steve.
But you know what?
Huh? Go ahead.
Well, I ain't going to be home this year.
Are you not? Oh, no, you're out on the road with your play?
I'm on the road. I'm going to create a Thanksgiving for the whole cast, though. I'm going to put that together.
You're going to fry a turkey?
That's your new name.
I'm going to fry two turkeys, but I'm finna get with a good just restaurant like and make it happen.
He's always doing Motown. Go ahead.
Oh, we ain't trying to do something for the crew. Well, you doing something for the crew. He should bake for everybody on Friday.
Okay. Oh, that was nice.
Okay, so Steve, I wanted to ask
that pumpkin
you.
Pumpkin sweet potato pie combined.
I wanted to ask you, crazy man. Do you have any tips to help people get the house ready for the guests? You know, just to get ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it's
holidays
a big day.
When you come by and people come by, sometimes you have uninvited guests because they come with people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what you want to do is secure all stuff that's loose and can fit, like ashtrays, lighters. Put that type ashtray. Stuff away. Little small crystal trinkets.
Who has ashtrays anymore?
Get stuff like...
You can't smoke in people's house. You can't do that no more. No.
He ain't been to nobody's house. This is the problem.
People don't have ashtrays.
Ashtrays in my house.
Oh, for your cigars?
For your cigars?
Yeah, but when I get ready to go outside, I got to take an ashtray with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But you ain't been to nobody's house in a long time.
Yeah.
We can't hear you, Junior. What?
No, I'm just asking, you know he ain't been to nobody's house.
No, I ain't been to nobody's house.
People don't have ashtrays anymore.
The only person's house I've been over, Greg Calhoun. I spend the night at Greg Calhoun's house sometimes when I'm down there playing golf. I won't stay at a hotel in Montgomery. I stay at my boy's house. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the only person's house I stay at. Him and Verlin. Yeah. Verlin Calhoun, I spend the night because Verlin Calhoun can cook. So I spend the night at their house. But I don't stay nowhere else, though.
That's it.
Do not stay nowhere else.
So you mean if your nephew Tommy asked you to come to the chateau, if he was there, you wouldn't?
I'm not going out there. Plus, he stayed too far out.
But he would have a car come and pick you up and all of that.
I don't get in used cars. Like getting in that might not make it.
Now, what if he gives
I ship
a car
one of my cars down there and have my driver pick me up in my car. But I'm not getting in Tommy's car. He stay on the side of the road. I'm not finna get in his car. Now, we on the side of the damn road. You know how that'll look?
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Man.
Steve, he's
stop the car, man. Hold on. Whoa. Stop car, dog. Is that Steve Harvey? Back up, dog. Dog, get your phone. Give me your phone. No, can't do it, Shirley.
Well, I mean, he's fried a turkey for you. A huge spread for his uncle because his uncle is finally coming to the chateau.
Need a car service.
He ain't going to come see me. Go.
He's going to get you a car service and all of that.
Okay, but like a black SUV?
Yes, like whatever yes. you, yes, okay. what you're used to. But,
yeah. Hey, Tommy.
Yes.
You got the chateau decorated?
Always.
What?
For the holidays, yeah.
It's real nice. Shirley, you seen it? I've been over there. I saw the decorations before over there.
You sent pictures. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I've been to Tommy's house.
He show y'all them far away shots. Get up on that stuff. All that stuff is a small world after all.
Dave, we've been to his house for his Christmas party.
All that stuff is a small world. Little train. Quit letting him take them far away shots. Walk up on some of that stuff. Shapop team!
Coming up next, we're going to talk about toys right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The wiffle ball is finally getting the respect it deserves. It was inducted this year into the Toy Hall of Fame along with the board game Clue and the paper airplane.
Wow.
Now that this year's toys have been inducted, it's time to start.
Just not getting in there?
I know, right? It's time to start arguing about all the toys that are not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay,
yet.
Cool. I'd like to nominate a toy.
Come on.
Tommy. Hey. Put him right in the action figure section. If he don't get in the damn Toy Hall of Fame, I'm going to be distraught.
In action figure section.
Because, he do more than any action figure I've ever had. He can run, talk, he travel, he fly on planes.
He travels.
He a real action figure.
We all travel.
If he don't get in the damn Toy Hall of Fame, it'll be a travesty.
Wow. Okay, God. Well, how about these other toys, Steve? Crazy
man.
You're
going to start a petition, Shirley.
I know, right?
We're going to petition. The Nerf. Tweet us now if you think Thomas should be in the Action Figure Hall of Fame.
We all loved the Nerf ball when it came out. That's not in there.
Oh, that's whack.
That Nerf ball.
I don't see that being in there. That ain't major.
We love the Nerf ball. Major. Are you kidding?
Is the water gun in there?
There we go.
Probably.
Yeah, it might already be.
How
in
about
there.
A cap gun? I'm talking about legendary stuff.
Like,
okay.
All right.
Damn, leaking logs got to be in there.
Yeah.
There bubbles. Just bubbles.
How about Play-Doh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Remember, we used to stand in long lines. I know I did for my kid, Cabbage Patch Kids. Those dolls, they need to be in
there. I refuse to stand in line for that ugly ass doll.
Ain't now one of them.
My little sister had
you big
two
head, pie face, ugly little heifer.
But that was
adoption
the point.
Papers. They came
wasn't that the point of them? They weren't cute, but they were cuddly and lovable. Everybody loved Cabbage Patch. Yeah.
Now it's about the American Girl doll.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
His name was Irwin.
Huh? What'd you say?
My sister's cat pet doll. His name was Irwin. You couldn't get that doll out. His name is Irwin. I'm not calling this damn dog no Irwin. I punted Irwin a couple times.
You was mean to your sister.
Man, how about this one that should be in there? Pac-Man.
Pac-Man,
Pac-Man should be in there.
It should be in there. Everybody loved Pac-Man, yes.
Wow.
That's not in there, right?
Who are the people over this induction?
Who's the committee?
Yeah.
Was High Wheel Track in there?
No,
I'm sure.
It's got to be.
I'm sure.
Hula hoops and all that.
Yes. Oh,
it should be.
I didn't pay the cost for it to be in.
The game Operation. That should be in there.
Yeah. It ain't in there?
That's G.I.
Joe. What?
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
I'm trying to get you in. You
going
to let
your
friend bring your friends in with you. Let's get you in first. Damn. Sitting in here, I just said I'm going to put you in the Action Figure section, and your ass talking about G.I. Joe. And we ain't got you in yet.
Ting.
Shut up, Junior. You said I should be next to Ken and Barbie.
His boots and jacket and stuff. You want to take him with you. You can get your own outfits.
Don't worry about your friends.
Sitting up in here talking about some damn G.I. Joe. I'm trying to get you in.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go with the last break of the day with just one more thing. Guys, if you're going to visit Bernita Sykes' house, make sure you don't sing or have a song stuck in your head. Here's why. The 49-year-old had three people over her house in South Dakota, including a man who was singing a song that was stuck in his head. It's unclear what he was singing or for how long, but at some point, Bernita took a skillet and hit the man dead in his head. She was sick of it. She hit him in his head with the skillet. Fortunately, the man didn't suffer any serious injuries, but Sykes was arrested regardless, okay? She is now facing an aggravated assault charge. And Steve, have you ever just went in on a guest who was at your house?
Let me tell you one thing. She hit him with a skillet and he ain't suffered no serious injury. Uh-huh. She ain't hit him with the edge of it.
Wow.
I'm just letting you know
she
that
didn't
right
fully
now.
Connect.
Are you speaking from experience or what?
Oh, yeah. I've been hit with every household appliance there is. I had a toaster through me one time.
Wow.
A toaster? Wow. What you got to do to get a toaster thrown at you?
Yeah, damn, I done damn near everything, dog. I had to help her try to open up the refrigerator door real hard and hit me with it.
Ooh.
I saw that coming. It was too slow because it had that suction at the first, and she wasn't strong enough. So I saw that one coming. I stepped out the way. She put a hole in the wall, though.
Mm.
Put a hole in the wall.
Yeah. So
I had
don't
bacon
go over
sheets come at me, everything, spatula.
What were you doing? Did you got to get all that thrown at you?
You know, just living my life, you know, as a young dude.
Mm. I remember that raw chicken, though.
Yeah, you know, just making promises I couldn't keep, you know, stuff like that.
Just
lying, huh?
Hey, you know, I lie. Ain't no problem.
How did that feel, a wet piece of chicken on your head?
That stung pretty bad. I ain't going to lie to you. That wet piece of chicken, that raw chicken breast.
Raw chicken breast?
Yeah, boneless.
Ooh, boneless?
Pat!
Oh, it wet
snap.
Too?
Yeah, it wide open. I don't know how it opened wide open.
But let me ask you this.
But she was in the kitchen.
Salmonella from that.
Did she cook it afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Hell, I had to get out that house. I don't know what the hell she did with that
so
chicken.
So, Steve, wait.
But I know some
kitchen?
Of it got on my mouth, though. I might have had salmonella. I was sick. Wow.
So you were in the kitchen, and she just hauled off the chicken breast? What did you say?
Man. Didn't throw it. Kept it on, like, on her between her thumb and her index finger, pinched it,
yeah.
And slapped me with it. Full range, too. Oh. I never saw it coming.
Oh, you did something.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah. What did
I just
you
don't
do?
Know you just slapped with a piece of...
Oh, I lied to her. I lied to her.
Yeah.
Was it a farm-raised chicken?
No, I wasn't eating organic back then. I tried to buy the cheapest piece of chicken they had. Yeah, I didn't have the money back then. I was trying to get...
That farm raised different.
Yeah, y'all looking cheap, $1.49 a pound.
$1.30.
$2 a pound.
It's the $1.30.
Can you
ate
imagine,
it for dinner?
Though?
Yeah, that's crazy, Steve. Wow.
Have you girls hit somebody with something?
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Let's go to that.
Oh, yeah. I've thrown a lot of stuff.
Have I thrown?
In my day.
Mm-hmm. I threw CD cases. I'm good. That was good. That's like a Frisbee. You can throw it like that.
Oh, the whole case.
It's all in the wrist. Mm-hmm.
That wrist action strong.
That wrist. Yeah. Throw it just like a Frisbee.
What about you, sir?
Plate.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't throw a plate?
Oh, yeah.
That hurt.
Oh, yeah.
A glass.
Oh, yeah. A book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a shoe, though.
A shoe, yeah.
Oh,
a shoe.
Good.
Yeah. That's the go-to throwing item anyway, the shoe.
You just take it off and throw it.
Do it be your good shoes or your old shoes?
Whatever shoes you have on
when
at
you're
the
mad,
moment.
You don't care.
Yeah, when you're in the moment, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Y'all know that heel can put somebody out. You know that.
Hoping at the moment.
Think about that before you did what you did.
Yeah, I was hoping at the moment that it would. Yeah.
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 What, Steve?
You should have thought about that before you did what you did.
I was hoping what it did. I wanted it to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was, anymore? You know, Carla, what's my favorite word that you say?
That was all allegedly.
Allegedly. You can't prove it in a court of law. You can't prove that in a court of law.
I like that boy Sessions. I don't recall.
He don't recall. Yeah. Boy, they grilled him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Your ass really don't need to be in office because you can't remember a damn thing.
Yeah. About Russia, though?
I don't recall.
I've been called that.
I don't recall answering to that.
He didn't know nothing.
Yeah, yeah, no. They grilled him.
Yeah.
I like when one of them said yes or no answer. He
gave them both, yes and no.
Wow, it's a lot going on.
Woo, Lord. Lord.
The Russia probe. Mm-hmm. What about the fallout with Roy Moore in Alabama?
That's a big thing.
Yeah,
for the Republicans are calling for him to get out of the race, the senatorial race down there. Yeah,
Alabama.
He won't. He's defiant.
I'm not stepping out the race.
Yeah. Did you hear that? I think it was one of the malls down there. Someone said that he had been banned from the mall.
Back in the 80s
for approaching young girls.
Yes.
You know what? I really do think this guy is guilty. I really do.
Yeah.
And I know in this country, a man is innocent to proven guilty, but it's too many people coming out. Now, the guy that I saw on the news the other night that was saying that he remembers working at the mall and he was banned from coming into the mall. The police told him. And he said, well, it wasn't for women. He said, well, I don't know, but he was banned. Mm-hmm. Police just told me if I saw him, call him, and he'd take care of it from there.
Right. All right. Tennessee Titans at Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field tonight.
Go Steelers.
Come on, Titans.
Take us home, Steve.
Y'all have yourself a great weekend. Keep it pimping as always. It ain't ever as cold as you think it is. Hold yourself. God bless you. Have a nice weekend. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.